the headline news with Resistance Chicks. We are your hosts, Leah and Michelle. So this week we have got more of your favorite from Joe Biden's True International Under Pressure.
I love Joe Biden.
Ketanji Sandra Jackson is a very difficult name to say.
Ketanji.
But no one should ever ask Joe Biden to say it. No way, no sir, no how. So, Leah, besides the classic Biden flubs that we have, what else do we have this week?
Well, Trump doubled down on the vaccine, and we want to kind of dive into that with you guys. Is he playing 25 million D-chess?
You know, that's an excellent question. I keep looking. I'm like, Trump, when are you going to? And he was given, and we're going to show you this clip, he was given an exact opportunity to say what we've all been waiting for him to say.
A little bit dangerous.
Yes. And then we've got the NHL hockey star, Ivan Provorov. I don't even know how to say his name, but he's not my Supreme Court pick. And refusing to wear Rainbow Pride. We've got that and so much more coming up right after these messages. Don't go anywhere.
Many watching Bridie on TV will remember the fiery speech from Dr. Alan Keyes at the annual State Republican dinner that ended in repeated standing ovations. Dr. Keyes has been an articulate and passionate spokesman for faith, convictions, and consistently strong enough to resist the tug of political convenience. Alan pierces through the ethical haze of our time and calls us to stand up for the truth, knowing that you cannot have the right to do wrong. Get your download of Our Character, Our Future, an audiobook by Dr. Alan Keyes, exclusive to the Bridie on TV audience. Dr. Alan Keyes personally read and recorded our exclusive audiobook version of his timeless essays in Our Character, Our Future for this very special promotion. You can order it by going to www.imtv.us and click on special offer. It's available at only $19.95 for a very limited time. You'll not only enjoy a tremendous savings, but you'll get an amazing piece of literature read by Dr. Alan Keyes himself. Get yours today. Go to www.imtv.us and get this Bridie on TV exclusive offer.
So guys, whether you're a content creator or if you're somebody that just wants to get the real truth, the real news, you need to check out Bridie on TV. I'm a guy that's making content all the time, and guess what? YouTube's canceled me, Instagram censored me, and Facebook shadow banned me, and I'm sure you're aware of the censorship taking place. So if you want to get away from that, go to Bridie on TV and check them out. That's where we need to grow in this parallel economy.
Freedom of speech is a basic human right that has been hard-won and granted to all law-abiding Americans. As such, we should not take our freedom of speech and expression for granted. This is more important now than ever before, since world governments and the mainstream media often try to suppress those whose opinions differ from the so-called official narrative. Here at BrideOnStore.com, we are dedicated to fighting for every American's right to speak their mind without the fear of censorship or suppression. That's why every purchase you make at BrideOnStore.com supports our pro-liberty video sharing platform, BrideOn.com, so we can keep bringing you all the latest unrestricted videos mainstream media doesn't want you to see. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrideOnStore.com today.
You know, we have interviewed one of the leading historians on the JFK assassination and Richard Nixon and how it all ties together. You can find that on our website, resistancechicks.com. But Tucker Carlson himself has come out recently in a clip this week, and he was like, well, I think we need to talk about the CIA and Nixon.
Yeah. So if you guys didn't see our interview with Barry Jones, I don't know if you got the book there.
I got the book.
Treasonous Cabal. Everybody go to Amazon. You can get this book. This is one of the best books you will ever read. Michelle and I actually finished it cover to cover really easily.
It's a thick book. That's saying a lot.
Well, there's a lot of pictures. And he does a great job on giving you visuals so that you put yourself into the dynamic with the Cuban mafia, the Chicago mafia, the CIA, the FBI, and you follow the footsteps of JFK, you follow the whole cabal.
What doesn't get included in that specific book is the tie that he did in our latest episode with him, which is Richard Nixon.
And Watergate. And so I'm wondering, is Tucker watching our show and watching Barry?
Totally. Yes,
because
ma'am.
Who is talking about this right now?
We are the
Barry
only people.
He came on our show. I want you guys to see this with Barry Jones. He came in and tied this.
Mike Adams needs to interview Barry Jones.
Absolutely. Make it happen. So he actually did the tie-in that Barry did with mm-hmm. Watergate and Nixon, not nearly as well yeah. as Uncle Barry does. He's our friend's uncle. it pays to know people, right?
It does pay to know people.
But this whole nefarious deep state that we're dealing with right now, the FBI, the CIA.
They've been doing it forever.
Well, they've been doing it from the beginning. So when... And I know if we were on...
The creation of it was designed to do the very things that we know they're doing now that are wrong. It was never designed to do something good. It was only... I'm sorry to interrupt you, but that thought just hit me. From the very beginning, the design was to do all of these things that are horrible.
The brick and mortar, whatever they call the FBIs, the street guys, they aren't... This is the way that even the mainstream media and the mainstream conservative media inverts it. The brick and mortar FBI that do some good, they're the cover.
That's right.
Okay. They're not the foundation. Mm. So when you come on and you say it's not all FBI agents,
exactly.
The good guys are the periphery. They're the cover for the foundation.
They are literally Anthony's deli covering up for the mafia in the back room.
All
right.
Yeah. That's why
you gotta get your salami.
Laundering some money.
You got your salami, you get your pastrami, you get your all that other stuff they talk about in New York all the time.
Yeah, pastrami's probably pretty good.
Exactly. Okay. But they got stuff going on in the back room.
Exactly.
Come on, Al.
All right, let's roll this clip.
Permanent Washington doesn't want that. And ultimately, and here's the point, permanent Washington is in charge. It's not the democracy you imagine. We're seeing that now. So if you want to understand, if you really want to understand how the American government actually works at the highest levels, and if you want to know why they don't teach history anymore, one thing you should know is that the most popular president in American history was Richard Nixon. Richard Nixon. Yet somehow, without a single vote being cast by a single American voter, Richard Nixon was kicked out of office and replaced by the only unelected president in American history. So we went from the most popular president to a president nobody voted for. Wait a minute, you may ask. Why didn't I know that? Wasn't Richard Nixon a criminal? Wasn't he despised by all decent people? No, he wasn't. In fact, if any president could claim to be the people's choice, it was Richard Nixon. Richard Nixon was reelected in 1972 by the largest margin of the popular vote ever recorded before or since. Nixon got 17 million more votes than his opponent. Less than 2 years later, he was gone. He was forced to resign. And in his place, an obedient servant of the federal agencies called Gerald Ford took over the White House. How did that happen? Well, it's a long story, but here are the highlights, and they tell you a lot. Richard Nixon believed that elements in the federal bureaucracy were working to undermine the American system of government and had been doing that for a long time. He often said that. He was absolutely right. On June 23, 1972, Nixon met with the then CIA director, Richard Helms, at the White House. During the conversation, which thankfully was tape recorded, Nixon suggested he knew, quote, who shot John, meaning President John F. Kennedy. Nixon further implied that the CIA was directly involved in Kennedy's assassination, which we now know it was. Helms's telling response, total silence. But for Nixon, it didn't matter because it was already over. 4 days before, on June 19th, the Washington Post had published the first of many stories about a break-in at the Watergate office building. Unbeknownst to Nixon and unreported by the Washington Post, 4 of the 5 burglars worked for the CIA. The first of many dishonest Watergate stories was written by a 29-year-old Metro reporter called Bob Woodward. Who exactly was Bob Woodward? Well, he wasn't a journalist. Bob Woodward had no background whatsoever in the news business. Instead, Bob Woodward came directly from the classified areas of the federal government. Shortly before Watergate, Woodward was a naval officer at the Pentagon. He had a top secret clearance. He worked regularly with the intel agencies. At times, Woodward was even detailed to the Nixon White House, where he interacted with Richard Nixon's top aides. Soon after leaving the Navy, for reasons that have never been clear, Woodward was hired by the most powerful news outlet in Washington and assigned the biggest story in the country. And just to make it crystal clear what was actually happening, Woodward's main source for his Watergate series was the deputy director of the FBI, Mark Felt. And Mark Felt ran, and we're not making this up, the FBI's COINTELPRO program, which was designed to secretly discredit political actors the federal agencies wanted to destroy, people like Richard Nixon. And at the same time, those same agencies were also working to take down Nixon's elected vice president, Spiro Agnew. In the fall of 1973, Agnew was indicted for tax evasion and forced to resign. His replacement was a colorless congressman from Grand Rapids called Gerald Ford. What was Ford's qualification for the job? Well, he had served on the Warren Commission, which absolved the CIA of responsibility for President Kennedy's murder. Nixon was strong-armed into accepting Gerald Ford by Democrats in Congress. Quote, "We gave Nixon no choice but Ford," Speaker of the House Carl Albert later boasted. 8 months later, Gerald Ford of the Warren Commission was the president of the United States. See how that works? So those are the facts, not speculation. All of that actually happened. None of it's secret. Most of it actually is on Wikipedia.
You know, for the longest time, I really couldn't care less about this kind of thing. I don't know why I wasn't interested in it. You know, my entire life, you hear about those JFK conspiracy theorists and you hear about the Warren Commission and what are these burglars that they're talking about? They're not actually like, you know, I'm envisioning like literal burglars, like cartoon burglars. There is so much depth to this, and it applies directly to what we're going through now, because everything that seems like it's just not quite right for the average American who may not even know the things that we know as truthers, it all ties back to the FBI and the CIA.
It really does. And our friend Barry Jones, he actually is a history teacher, and he actually began to teach this in school, the truth about it. And the kids were so enamored with it and enthralled with these actual truths. The reason we don't know anything about it is because we are taught a sanitized different version. We're taught a fake narrative. Yeah. We're taught that Richard Nixon was a bad guy, nobody liked him, and he did this Watergate thing, which nobody knows what it was.
Yeah.
Well, why nobody can explain Watergate is because they're never actually telling the truth. Even people are like, I really don't know what Watergate was about. Watergate was a setup of Richard Nixon.
Come on.
By these guys who were part of the CIA, who actually, if you go back with Uncle Barry, were part of the whole trying to take down Castro thing. I believe these were Cuban Americans.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you're a Cuban American, they were set up, and they were supposed to assassinate Castro, and JFK put the brakes on it and said, wait. He stopped us from going to war with Russia over
this. Exactly.
That's what that was about. We're not going to go to war with Russia over Cuba, right? And so you've got the mafia who's mad, the CIA who's mad, because the CIA, they were being exposed by JFK. He's like, wait a minute. You need all your money to do this? You mean you're down in South America and you're trying to flip governments? And wait. We're not going to do the flipping of the government thing anymore. And they're like, well, guess what? We're taking you out.
Exactly.
And so with Richard Nixon knew this, and you guys really got to watch that interview, because it goes into depth on what Richard Nixon knew.
Right.
And why they took him out. He actually had a code word for when he would talk about JFK. So check out that video. Speaking of taking out another president.
Here it comes.
We do believe, and we can see the makings of a slow. They can't just assassinate him. That's too obvious. Okay? They put him there as a patsy. Now they're slowly going to take him out. And who are they taking out? Joe Biden. And you can see it in this CNN clip, because
finally another setup. They're not going for Joe in 2024.
Exactly.
Despite his denials, a CNN review of the laptop data, as well as other public material, shows that Joe Biden did interact with some of his son's associates while serving as vice president, though it's unclear exactly what was discussed. One example, the Republican site, Miguel Alemán Magnani, a Mexican businessman and son of the former president who Hunter was trying to woo. In 2014, Alemán Magnani and his dad were photographed at the White House with then-Vice President Biden. In a later email, Hunter Biden reminds Alemán Magnani of the favors he's done for him. We have been talking about business deals and partnerships for 7 years. I have brought every single person you have ever asked me to bring to the effing White House and the Vice President's house and the inauguration. Hunter Biden bluntly acknowledged the power of the Biden name in a memoir, writing that the Ukrainian energy company Burisma, which put him on its board, considered my last name gold.
I don't think that there's a lot of things that would have happened in my life that that if my last name wasn't Biden.
Okay, so wait a minute, because we have been saying this for 6 years.
Well, we've been saying the Hunter Biden thing for...
We've been talking about the corruption of the Biden family for literally 6 years. We went into Hillary Clinton. We were talking about the Bidens, the Obamas. We have been touting this for a long time. And then it's not just 2 years. The entire presidential run from
Donald Trump. Hunter and,
yeah. I mean, we've been covering this for so long. And CNN has known it. They've known that they were lying about it the entire time. And now... they're coming out. Why are they coming out with it, Leah?
They need to replace him.
Website. I want to show you guys how you can find this interview because it has been touted as one of our best interviews ever. It's called "The JFK Assassination Linking the Watergate Scandal with Barry Jones." That's on ResistanceChicks.com. If you want to find it, you can literally just put JFK in the search box, and all of the links. You can watch it on our Brighteon channel as well. I really want to encourage you guys. Like I said, we did this last October, and the messages that I got after we did that interview, it was like 3 hours. No one left during the live show, right? Not a single person left.
It's never happened that we've never lost one person for 3 hours.
No, and it was incredible. So I want to encourage you guys to go and watch that. You will be blown away. And have your kids watch it too, especially if they're homeschooled. You could count this as part of a homeschool lesson.
Oh, absolutely.
Totally clean.
All right, so... talking about history and bad guys at the top, deep state, thank God for Senator Ron Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
He has been the only one, really, even in the House, where are they? Where are other senators? Where's Josh Hawley? Where's Ted Cruz talking about the vaccine injured? He's the one that held the summits with the doctors, who the treating doctors. He's the one that held the summits with the vaccine injured. And now in this interview, he's talking about Nuremberg trials. Let's roll this clip.
Is there enough appetite out there, even in the general population, let alone where you work, to actually have accountability so this doesn't happen again?
So go back after World War II. The reason the Nuremberg trials, one of the reasons that it was made possible is because Eisenhower made sure the camps were exposed and photographed and those horrors were revealed to the world. That's why the first step here is exposure. And one of the reasons, well, the main reason, and I got contacted by Ken Rutgers, whose wife was vaccine injured, that got me involved with the vaccine injured community. And you know, my main reason for advocating for them is so they can be seen, heard, believed, and healed and treated. Because right now, without federal agencies, without the medical establishment acknowledging that, they can't even get treatment.
Mm-hmm.
But the vaccine injury also can play just a key role of raising the awareness so that these harms are exposed so we can actually have accountability, so we can actually fix these problems. And there's really two tracks here. On the one hand, it's about the origin so that we can have much stronger international treaties to tightly control what science now allows. And on the other hand, compassionately deal with the people who've been harmed by these actions, been harmed by these vaccines. And from my standpoint, one of the points I've been making as we've been discussing this morning is we need the vaccine injured to get organized on a state-by-state basis and set up meetings to meet with their House members and their senators and tell their stories. They are powerful stories. I mean, you can't sit and listen to these things and not believe these people.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, I'm talking to colleagues and I say, are you being contacted by people talking about vaccine injuries? And they look at me like I'm from outer space. It's like, what are you talking about?
Is it going to take one of your colleagues to collapse suddenly, to die suddenly? Is that what it's going to take?
Well, God, I mean, I hope not, okay? But you're seeing with, you know, the Buffalo Bills player, mm-hmm. You saw how quickly they already had the excuse, right? Commodio Cordis. And, you know, certainly within my doctorate group,
very common in 24
immediately people are saying that is, there's no way.
Yeah.
I mean, that is a small object, high speed in an unprotected, probably young chest. That's not what this was. And yet, again, what we're up against, the COVID cartel, they were so prepared for that eventuality because they anticipated it. So again, we are up against powerful forces. You know, I've used the analogy in terms of what the FBI did, sabotaging in advance the revelation that Hunter Biden had this computer. They went to those lengths, you know, unsolicited briefings to myself and Chuck Grassley, working with Twitter and the social media companies. They were laying the groundwork in case Paul McIsaac ever had the courage to come forward and reveal that publicly. Think about the COVID cartel, mm-hmm. the lengths they will go to protect themselves to not be exposed. So
the COVID cartel, to me, I mean, I think truly the reason why Ron Johnson can speak out about this is because he's probably not receiving donations from Pfizer.
You think?
You know, I'm just going to say.
Do you know how many people in Congress received donations in Pfizer? I think Marjorie Taylor Greene's invested in Pfizer. Like everybody, even her portfolio. She's like, well, I don't control my investments. Well, maybe you should make it clear to the people doing your investments that you do not want to invest in Pfizer.
You think?
But thank God for Senator Ron Johnson.
Yeah.
And he went right there with the
Commodio Cordis.
I think of Komodo Dragon when I hear
that. I know.
But that was with
DeMar Hamlin.
Who
dropped
was,
dead on the Bengals field. We're from Cincinnati. We drove down there that night. It was not on purpose. God had us go down there, we believe, to take a whole host of angels down there. And praying Christians raised that man from the dead. But right away, they came out and they said that this was this thing that usually happens to young people. They're not wearing any gear. And it's a blunt, small impact to the chest right at the heart area that causes the heart to stop. And that was their answer for, well, if a football player falls to the ground after it would have been more convenient for them if he hadn't gotten up. You know what I mean? But then he got up.
But
he's
so
wearing gear.
You can see something happened to his heart. His
exactly.
heart stopped. Okay, this was an injury. This wasn't the next injury.
If it had been the commodio, I don't know, cordis thing, his heart would have stopped right then as soon as he was hit.
And then once it starts up again, then it keeps pumping.
Exactly.
And so, you know, I thank God for Senator Ron Johnson talking about this. But it really puts in perspective what we've been saying, what Scott Kestrel has been saying. And a lot of people are, hey, guys, we're not just going to sit here and wait for all the vaccine injured people or the, you know, people who are going to be injured later by
or
the
die.
Vaccine to die. Okay, we need to rally around them. We need to pray for them. And I know a lot of people are angry. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people actually, if truth be told, just want the vaccine people just to die.
And that's so anti-Christ.
And it's not that you want them to die. You don't want the people that you know to die. You just want numbers to go up. And so it proves
Guys,
you right.
It's evil.
Okay, forget the numbers. Forget it. You know you're right. That's it. The vaccine's dangerous.
And they will be shown to have been wrong. And we need to make sure that that happens before more people die.
And we need to pray that God saves these people and wakes them up and lets them know it was a vaccine, that it was a spiritual thing. It was a spiritual force. Even Jordan Peterson said, I just got the vaccine because I thought it would get these people off of my back. Wait a minute. We don't do anything, especially to your own body,
yeah.
to get somebody off of your back.
And Jordan Peterson, of all people, should know better than that. Now, speaking of sports, coming up after the break, we're going to talk about Ivan Provorov. I think that's how you say his last name. And his refusal to wear rainbow gear for LGBTQ. So we're going to talk about that when we come back after the break. But before we go anywhere, we need you to know that the Brighteon.tv network is changing lives. They are protecting people from the injuries of the vaccine. They are helping people through. I was just watching at the bottom of the screen there. Dr. Artis has tips for the
to use
venom peptides
to clear your veins from the spike protein and the blood clotting effects in your
where else can you get body? That but the Brighteon TV network. And so you need to support that network, not just by watching, but by visiting the Brighteon store. You can go to the Brighteon store and there's a whole host of things there. You look at organic frankincense. I have to tell you that frankincense is one of the most
important essential oils.
We use it nearly daily at our house.
You use it for your face. You use it for skin, for healing things.
Yeah.
There are so many great
They've got the lavender essential oils. Leah and I are huge essential oil gurus. So if they are pushing essential oils on you guys, it's for a reason because they will literally transform your lives. If you've never gotten involved with essential oils, you don't know anything about it, just go to the Brighteon store, pick out a couple that look good, and then do some research. And I'm telling you
lavender
your life will be
really
changed.
Really important for calming. You can put drops behind the
ears
of your dog.
They have organic cardamom essential oil. I'm telling you what, this is incredible. Oregano essential oil is, we use that as an antibiotic on the bottom of your feet.
Oh, oregano oil is a natural antibiotic.
And I can also tell you that Mike Adams makes sure that he gets the best of the best. So if that's what I love about the Brighteon store. Is that you know that you are going to get high quality stuff there. So use promo code CHICKS and you will save 5% on your order there and you'll be supporting one of the greatest networks that's out there right now in 2023. Now, we will be right back with the rest of our shows after these messages.
If you don't want to eat GMOs and pesticides in your storable food, choose organic, lab-tested storable food solutions from the Health Ranger store. We are the only emergency food manufacturer in the world that subjects each of our ingredients to rigorous laboratory testing that covers herbicides, heavy metals, aflatoxins, identity testing, and bacteria tests, including E. coli, salmonella, yeast, and mold. At healthrangerstore.com, you'll find certified organic, lab-tested, freeze-dried fruits, microalgae superfoods, protein powders, and supplements. We offer emergency first aid colloidal silver products made with Texas rainwater, and our Ranger buckets feature an impressive assortment of organic storable food items professionally vacuum sealed in heavy-duty bags that are stacked in rugged buckets for long-term storage. Check out our preparedness foods, supplements, personal care, and emergency first aid products at healthrangerstore.com.
Hi everybody, I'm Dr. Janice Schmidt. I want to encourage you, America, to watch Brighteon TV. It's amazing and it is a place for truth and freedom. Amen.
Hey, I'm General Mike Flynn. I just want to encourage everybody out there to go to Brighteon TV. Brighteon is awesome. It's unapologetic. It's all about the truth. They have a great group of hosts and their cast and their team is wonderful. Get out there and watch Brighteon TV. It is where you're going to discover the truth.
In recent years, the world has only become increasingly more chaotic and uncertain. Disruptions to the supply chain have resulted in global food shortages, making it difficult for us to access the very resources we need to live in a functioning society. That's why it is now more important than ever to be prepared for the unexpected. Here at Brighteon and BrighteonStore.com, we've made it our mission to help you and your loved ones be prepared for any emergency. Which is why we are dedicated to bringing you a wide selection of ultra-clean and lab-verified superfoods, supplements, preparedness items, and other health products. So support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
Here's what I want to know. When a society goes along with something, just because you don't participate in it, does it automatically mean you are 100% against it unless you come out and say, like, on the offense, I am against this thing?
Okay. So when the LGBT community said, we just want to be accepted. We just want to be accepted in your circles. Now,
for years, that's what they said. We don't need you to rally behind us. We don't need you to wave our flag. We don't need you to do any of those things. We just need to be able to be accepted.
Well, there's a guy who plays hockey. I've never heard of him before. Now everybody has. He's obviously Russian, and he's part of the Russian Orthodox Church. Okay. And, you know, in all these sports venues, they keep having different, you know, nights. So they had a pride night where everybody on the team was supposed to wear a rainbow colored jersey in support of LGBT. Just here's the thing. We have to understand that sexuality is not something that ever should be celebrated, okay, at all. And so you're celebrating all of the deviancy. And honestly, the deeper we've gotten into some of the, you know, people explaining some of the things that go on inside of a homosexual relationship, how can you celebrate that? And how can you ask somebody to celebrate that? Okay. So this guy was really respectful. He's like, I can't wear the jersey because of my religion. Let's go ahead and roll this clip.
Everybody, and I respect everybody's choices. My choice is to stay true to myself and my religion. That's all I'm going to say. Like I said, that's all I'm going to comment on that. If you have any hockey questions, I would answer those.
Can you just clarify what your religion?
Russian Orthodox.
So with the game tonight, Ivan, obviously Kevin Hayes had a hat trick and Rasmus's first goal of the season. Can you walk us through the emotion that the team is feeling in that?
Yeah, for sure.
So, all right. You're Russian Orthodox, you have religious views, but you're not allowed to walk those out in your life. So this is
what if he had said Muslim?
Exactly. This is what I said to Leah last night. Speaking of the Muslims, we are going to celebrate a pig farmer. And this pig farmer has helped massive amounts of orphanages and children and saved whales. And he's done all these amazing things. And we're going to honor the pig farmer by wearing a picture of him and his pig. Okay, t-shirts of the farmer and the pig.
Yeah.
Now the Muslim comes out and the Muslim says, I can't wear a picture of a pig on my shirt. I cannot do that because it goes against my religion. Does the media go apoplectic because of that scenario?
Well, the media has gone so apoplectic that because he's Russian Orthodox, they have said he's such a disgrace, he should go fight and like die on the front lines in Ukraine.
You're kidding.
No. But on the other hand, his jersey has sold out.
I love it. That's so good.
Okay. It's a really sick situation where you only have one guy on the team who's like, I'm not going to stand for this woke agenda nonsense. And it goes back to just like with the BLM, right? So with the Black Lives Matter, there was a nefarious reason behind the Black Lives Matter movement and taking a knee. And when we push back in the power of God,
come on and preach.
Okay. Then God will show up.
Yes.
And I believe that God must be ready somewhere along the line. God's going to have a moment on that ice. On the ice, you know, because God showed up on that football field where everybody, you know, the Black Lives Matter people were taking a knee with the anthem. Now people realize, no, I want to only take a knee to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
I think you're on to something really important here. People are soon going to find out that the woke agenda leads straight to the path of hell. And when death comes knocking on your doorstep, you wake up and you get on your knees to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And that is what will save your life. There are no atheists in foxholes. And guys, I've got news for you. Most of the world is waking up to the fact that they are in a foxhole.
Exactly. You know, his coach has come out and said just because he doesn't want to go along with this doesn't mean he did anything wrong. But I would say to the coaches, did something wrong. You brought in this agenda to hockey, to sports. And, you know, sports already puts up idols. So basically, it's an idol knocking on the door of another idol saying, hey, can we be idols together? And that's the problem with professional sports in general, is people worship them. They know that, you know, fans can be manipulated. And so I would say just take a step back from sports, play them instead of watching them.
But why does every player have to participate in anything that the team is doing? Because a lot of times, like, okay, we're all going to wear pink jerseys for breast cancer awareness. Well, if the one guy doesn't wear the pink jersey, maybe she doesn't like pink. Yeah. Okay. I mean, no one thinks these things until the media makes a big deal out of it.
Yeah. A newscaster even said to fine the team $1 billion.
Just fine them.
So much for tolerance, right? It's absolutely crazy.
I would like to see them try to find a team, because this goes against, I mean, this is literally basic constitutional.
We're on Brighton, right?
Yes. First Amendment.
In Canada recently had a LGBT queerified hockey league where a transgender male, which is a female,
okay,
was just utterly clocked and destroyed by a transgender female.
A man.
Just basically, yes.
Okay.
Who basically just pushed her and she was just knocked out.
So essentially it's a co-ed league.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly. But I would say this, when I think hockey player, I think dude. Okay. And
not that girls can't play hockey. They play girls hockey.
No. I think manly man.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think gay guy.
No.
All right. I just don't, because when they play the gay character in the movies, doesn't he come out like this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And he comes out in the tight skinny jeans, right? Hockey players are missing teeth. Okay. Because they're tough. So I would think if there's a sport besides rugby, right, that would not be gay. And this is where it gets to the point where the left and the liberal-minded people, they're allowed to say what gay is, what being homosexual is like, okay? But when you agree with them and how that they're portrayed in movies,
yes,
okay, like this, and we're going to do fashion, right? And you just don't think like fashion and fingernails and like great hair with hockey. Okay, sweaty, grungy, take the gloves off, punch it till you lose your teeth. What other sport do you lose teeth in?
I think they need to leave the LGBTQ community to figure skating.
Yes, that would make more sense.
It totally would.
That would make more sense. And so if there's a sport where you would think some other guys would be like, I don't want to wear your stupid jersey, right? It would be hockey. Where are the other guys, the other dudes saying, I'm not going to wear this jersey? Where's the manly men saying, I'm not wearing your rainbow brights?
Whoa.
Like, I'm not going to do it. You're not going to effeminate me. Make me effeminate.
I know.
Yeah. Okay, so we're here. We'll stand for you hockey dudes who don't want to lose your, you know, giant contracts. You love getting on the ice, and I know that you love it, and you got to prostitute yourself to the LGBT community. You know, there's a story this week that's really, really sad, and I don't want to go into details of it because we got to move on. We're going to talk about Trump and the vaccines, and I got to leave room for Biden-isms. But there was a gay couple this week that was arrested. They adopted two boys, and they have been indicted by a grand jury on charges of incest, aggravated sodomy, aggravated child molestation, sexual exploitation of children, and prostitution of a minor. They're facing, thank God, 9 life sentences. It's a 17-count indictment. These adopted dads, who are LGBTQ activists, allegedly did horrible things, and I'm not going to go into detail because, you guys, it's awful, but it's as bad as you can get. They created child porn with their children.
They're not their children.
No, they're not, okay? And we need to call out that the sexual lifestyle of a homosexual is not what they try to portray it as. Is, oh, I am just attracted to gay dudes and I want to be with one gay dude for the rest of my life. No, the gay lifestyle is very perverted. It's multiple partners doing multiple things. Oh, I know when we figured this out with monkeypox. And we're all just supposed to take it as some sort of normal thing that gay men go to gay orgies with and have relations with 20 different partners. Okay, guess what? You're going to be mentally messed up. Mm-hmm. You're a sicko.
Oh, geez.
If you're now, going to orgies.
There are monogamous homosexual relationships. They are not as common as the homosexual community.
Are there?
Yes, there are, but they're not as common as we are led to believe. They are the exception, not the rule. And here's what I would say. You can keep lions and you can keep tigers if you would like, and you can keep bears and you can interact with them and you can hug them. But one day, bear's going to do what a bear's going to do. Lion's going to do what a lion's going to do. And homosexuals are going to do what homosexuals are going to do. And throughout history, we have seen all the way from Nero through to Sodom and Gomorrah that they had young men as lovers.
Mm-hmm.
they're not actual lovers because it's called pedophilia. And that's the bottom line. We have to be able to call it like it is and not sugarcoat these things.
And Christianity and the conservative movement has been so inclusive that we're not talking about biblical principles. I mean, Romans even says God gave them up to a reprobate mind, where even women left the natural use of a man for a woman. It's like these things shouldn't even Paul talks about things that you shouldn't even talk about.
Exactly. Okay? So,
putting on a jersey for things you shouldn't even talk about.
Speaking of calling it like it is, we were really hoping that this week, given the opportunity, Trump would call it like it is about the vaccine. Instead, he kind of doubled down. Let's go ahead and roll these clips, and then we will break it down.
President Trump, I want to ask you about the vaccines. You know the base. You know MAGA well. They're not happy with it. The CDC is now saying they're concerned about a link to strokes in the vaccine. We've also seen significant spikes in COVID-19 deaths after countries introduced the COVID vaccines. We have these sudden death spikes as well. Look, I know you take credit for getting the vaccines to the American people in record time. I got that. Will you acknowledge now, though, that the COVID-19 vaccines were not as safe or effective as we were told by the medical community at the time?
Well, what I did is, first of all, there were no mandates with me, and right. I had absolutely no mandates, and the governors were allowed to do what they want. Most Republican governors did the right thing, and most Democrat governors didn't, you know, with the lockdowns and all the other things they did, including their views of the vaccine. What I did, I was able to get something approved that, you know, has proven to save a lot of lives. Some people say I saved 100 million lives worldwide. But I was able to get that done in 9 months versus 5 years to 12 years, if it ever got done. I got the FDA to do things that it was pretty amazing what we were able to do. But as far as using it, as far as the utilization, I never demanded anybody use it. I never had a mandate. And I think that's very important to know. And I never had anybody, for instance, when I said, I never said close up. I never said we're going to close our country up. A lot of Republicans, now Florida did close for a period of time, as you know, but a lot of states run by Republican governors didn't close at all. And that was okay with me. I let them make that decision.
What about the safety aspect? That's what people are concerned about now. Do you have some concerns about the safety of these vaccines?
Well, I always do, but you have to understand there are the pros and cons. If you can read some reports saying it was the greatest thing that's ever happened and we saved tens of millions of lives. Then you'll read other reports, you'll say there were some problems with the vaccines in terms of certain things, but relatively small numbers. But you know, you have many reports that say the vaccine saved tens of millions of lives, that without the vaccines, you wouldn't have, you know, you would have had a thing like we had in 1917, where perhaps 100 million people died.
Yeah, got it.
You know, unfortunately, Trump is still hanging his hat on this vaccine, and that, he's either got the worst advisors or he's got a bunch of grimmer worm tongues whispering in his ear, because that guy needs to get off this ASAP or he's done.
Yeah, well, I got my video to him because he reached out 6 months ago now and I missed the call a couple times. He always calls at like midnight. And so I talked to Roger. Roger wouldn't get met with him, and I'll leave it at that. Some other people, they showed him. They said, well, Trump wants a video. He likes a 4-minute video. So I shot videos. I put them out and he just said, I don't want to hear about this again. And I just think his pigheadedness was good against the deep state, except once he makes a decision, he'll never admit he's wrong. And so I don't think Trump's a bad guy. I just think that he's almost autistic when it comes to admitting he's wrong.
Yeah, no, look, I think there's two types of narcissists. There's benevolent and malevolent. Obama was a malevolent narcissist. Trump's a benevolent narcissist. He wants to be loved and do the right thing. But when he makes a mistake, he can't admit he's wrong. That's one of the problems of being a narcissist. And, you know, that's just the way he's wired, and I think he's got a good heart, but he screwed up. And admitting you're wrong and pulling a 180 is one of the biggest things you can do in life. And I had to learn how to do that the hard way. I've over time discovered my worst enemy is no one else but me.
Oh, I totally agree. Admitting when you're wrong is the healthiest thing you can do.
Admitting that you're wrong is the healthiest thing that you can do. You know, I'm really proud of David Brody there from the water cooler. being willing to call it and ask Trump, listen, you know, I don't know that other people have had the opportunity to ask Trump that as such a direct question.
I think they have. I think Candace Owens was literally thrown under the bus.
That's for true. Even just, you're right.
I think a lot of people are. Even Alex is saying, you know, I'm trying to get through to Trump. I remember when we were just talking to Simone Gold and she came to speak and she was saying, I'm trying to get to Donald Trump. Everybody's trying to get to Donald Trump. And that's the thing about Donald Trump. He's like a dog with a bone. And he has, Roger Stone said this about Trump, that his major weakness is that he can never admit that he was wrong. And for us, it's been a strength.
Yeah.
Right. Because most people can even the left, when backed into a corner, look what they did to that. They've done it to some Sharpton guy. There's a couple guys, Cuomo, not Al Sharpton, that's a black guy.
Right.
The other guy with that they made resign because he did some sexual stuff. Then Cuomo had to resign. So, and they really never admitted that they did anything wrong. Trump. Pray for Trump to put on this garment of humility.
Come on.
Okay. I was just listening to a book that everybody should listen to. What's it called?
The Final Quest.
The Final
Quest. By Rick Joyner.
And sometimes your armor is so bright and it's so wonderful that you're blinded to what's going on around you and you need to put on a garment of humility. What's actually happening. And so right now, Lord, I just pray that you put a garment of humility on Trump so he can see where the enemy is. And as people are dying and being killed and injured by this vaccine, he can come and repent and apologize and say, I was fooled. I was tricked. But I really pray, we're on Brighteon, that you show him it was the devil behind all of this.
No, totally. And here's the deal. When it comes to Donald Trump and we continue to pray for him, I believe that he's going to have a come to Jesus moment again. But we
this
have
to. This is not
to,
4D chess.
It is not 4D chess. There is no reason whatsoever for him to be able to him to be doubling down on this. And I will tell you one thing. There are people that come to me and they're like, you can't tell me that Trump doesn't know that this vaccine is dangerous. Well, if every time someone tries to tell him, he says, I don't want to hear it, la, 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 then yeah, it's cognitive dissonance. He doesn't want to take the information in because as soon as the information is in, he has to be responsible for it.
What we loved about him with the pushing it back against the deep state, okay?
Right.
So he's not playing 4D chess because that would mean that people are pawns and millions of people are being injured just to take on the deep state. That would be evil.
Exactly. Now, to brighten the mood after that, because it's kind of depressing, let's hit this week's Best of Biden with Resistance Chicks.
Or is he, in fact, black?
I got raised in the black church. He knows I'm not kidding.
I got my education. For real, in the black church. And that's not hyperbole, it's a fact.
Well, perhaps the president was raised as a Latino, or as Jill Biden prefers to call them, a breakfast taco.
And so I was sort of raised in the Puerto Rican community at home, politically.
Or perhaps he is an observant member of the Jewish community.
I probably went to shul more than many of you did. You all think I'm kidding. He can tell you I'm not. And ban the number of bullets and go in a magazine. There's no need for any of that. I love my right-wing friends who talk about the tree of liberty is water with the blood of patriots. Give me if you need to work about taking on the federal government, you need some F-15s. You don't need an AR-15. I'm serious. Think about it. Policies to emphasize de-escalation. We have to retrain cops as to why should you always shoot with deadly force? The fact is, if you need to use your weapon, you don't have to do that. And look, to call a fresh approach to recruit and how we recruit, how we hire, how we train, how we promote, and how we retain and law enforcement.
And let's lay one thing to rest. I may be a practicing Catholic. I used to go to 7:30 Mass every morning in high school and then in college before I went to the black church. not a joke. Andy knows this.
I think someone here is telling him to clap. They're like, Joe, clap, clap, clap. And he's looking at him like intent. What do you want me to do? I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
It's awful.
Clap, Joe.
It's awful.
Man, I just...
That one was funny to me. That one. Watching him not know... He said he went to the black church, but he don't know how to clap. Come on now. There's a black clap and there's a white clap. Okay? You need to know the black clap is
Gonna have church here tonight. Okay. They're moving.
Okay? And he's just stuck. Show me that you do not attend black churches. Standing there with your hands at the side, you're not even trying, son.
Oh, that was really sad. Like, that song's going to be stuck in my head now. The Spirit of the Lord is here. And you told me earlier I was singing that. You're like,
the Spirit of God was there, y'all be struck with lightning having Joe Biden in your church.
That's a fact.
Lying Biden.
All right, I hope you guys have enjoyed this show. We're going to have a sequel to this on resistancechicks.com afterwards, but stick around for brighteon.tv because we love everything on this network. We'll see you next Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Bye, guys. God bless.